Aloha. Good morning. As Derek mentioned in the newscast, it is opening day at the state legislature. The session goes until May 2nd, and there's a lot of legislative ground to cover between now and then, maybe a few changes. Our political reporter Wayne Yoshioka is down at the Capitol this morning, but before he set out on that trip, we talked about the upcoming session and what to watch for. And if you have one eye on the politics, keep the other eye on the finances.
So, Wayne, as always, a lot of this comes down to money, different ideas on how to spend it, discussions about priorities. What are you watching as we get underway?
Well, good morning, Bill. You know, Governor David Ige is asking the legislature for $8 billion in state general fund appropriations for fiscal year 2020 and $8.3 billion in 2021. That's about $100 million less than what he could ask for based on the current general fund forecast by the Council on Revenues. But House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke says all 18 executive departments will be starting with their budgets at zero.
What we're going to do is performance-based budget. So for everything that is requested, there needs to be good justification of why we're doing what we need to do, and we need to be more responsive to the public.
So that breaks down to the governor's priorities, including $315 million for affordable housing, $35 million for homelessness programs, another $14 million to renovate preschool classrooms, and $38 million for high school girl locker rooms statewide.
And overall, in terms of that discussion, there's a little tone of caution, seemingly, on both sides of this about the money going in.
Well, they always had to justify, you know, what they're spending their money on. Mm. That's nothing new.
Right.
But to put it right up front and say you're going to start at zero, it's like, okay, folks, here we go.
So we'll see where those discussions go and the tone. You know, some unusual politics around this session, sort of seemingly between what happened since the last time. A lot of lawmakers, both houses, openly favored Colleen Hanabusa and her challenge of Governor Ige. So how does that color, I guess, expectations going into this session, relations, that whole process?
Well, Bill, you know, it could turn out to be a contentious fight in the, you know, that 60-day legislative session.
Mm.
Probably not as contentious as when Republican Linda Lingle was governor from 2002 to 2010. But Governor Ige won the party nomination without key state house or Senate leadership support.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got someone watching over him. And don't take David Ige for granted, because he will surprise you.
And that's, I guess, when you get back to basically the levers of political power and influence. What does that say in terms of the legislature going in?
Well, the legislature, all 51 House members and 13 senators, have to run for reelection in 2 years.
Mm.
So they have to, you know, watch themselves. They can't really go after David Ige and say, you know, it's all his fault, because they're going to run for reelection and they need to pass a budget and they need to, you know, pass laws to set policy. But, you know, it's not David Ige who's going to get it. It's going to be his department heads and his staff. And on January 3rd at the pre-session State of the Economy briefing, House Finance Chair Sylvia Luke laid into the governor's administrative director, Ford Fuchikami, on this concept of collaboration.
Last session, we collaborated with you the entire session to craft the Ohana Zone bill.
Yes.
Yes?
That's okay. Correct.
And it sat idle for 6 months until somebody along your chain said, okay, actually, it can be implemented. We change our mind. So when we say we are going to work collaboratively with the legislature, how do we prevent things like that from happening in the future?
And Administrative Director Fuchikami responded.
I'm going to be honest with you, Chair. We were in limbo. You know, we weren't sure when we were coming back. We were running for re-election at
that
particular
time. Okay, so you were
time.
Preoccupied with the
no,
re-election.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying basically is that we
But the government still have to function.
That's correct.
And
that's what
limbo.
I was doing. I was working diligently on all the different projects that was brought across my desk. Now, the Ohana Zone basically included the city and county of Honolulu. It included Hawaii County, included Maui County, included Kauai County. For me to collaborate with all these different counties to help them to propose certain things that we wanted done, Again, two counties were looking at changing out the mayors as well. I cannot just implement something without getting direction from others.
The difference is it didn't take you 6 months to implement. It took you 6 months to analyze and flip on your position.
So, Bill, as you say, some tension. Yes, yeah. Definite tension.
and that tone of a little combative there, and the idea, I mean, as we know, there are certain parts of this that are a little bit of political set pieces in that we have the opening legislation. We hear from leadership of both sides. Then we'll have the state of the state in terms of the governor's vision, and then sort of down to it from there, I guess.
It's going to be a fast 60 days, and we'll see by the end of March 13th is when the budget crosses over. We'll see how many times they use words like compromise, unintended consequences, and, you know, those should all be worn out by the time the budget crosses over.
And what about the little reference there to politics going on at the county level on other islands as well? What sort of an impact do you see that happening on this session?
I think, in Kauai, with Kawakami there as the new mayor, and, on Maui with the new mayor, Mike
Victorino.
Yeah. Those people are really steadfast in their community, so I don't think the legislature is going to really buckle them at all, but they're still going to go after Mayor Caldwell on rail.
Mm. And anticipating sort of fleshing out some of those asks from the Big Island in terms of recovery funding.
From that disaster, yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to do that, as well as Kauai. Kauai's got some highway issues up in the North Shore. So those things will all come through. Last session they passed 2,200 bills. They introduced 2,200 bills, passed 220, and the governor vetoed 9. So in that 60-day period, it's going to be really a scramble to get it down from 2,200 to 229.
And that arc of discussion about what gets covered and what sort of falls to the wayside, and there are a lot of issues potentially out there that people are talking about in the run-up. So, for instance, minimum wage, something that might get discussion.
Yeah, and the $15 minimum wage is something that Governor Ige promised during his campaign. Mm. But we have the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii really setting back and pushing back on that, saying, you know, you're not going to really elevate these people's lives by them earning $22,000 a year. They're not going to jump to the middle class and, you know, have this workable wage. So there's going to be a lot of discussion on that.
So as a last tip, anything particular that you're watching?
I'm watching the AARP is pushing a state-subsidized retirement savings plan for 250,000 workers that don't have a retirement savings plan. And Tobacco-Free Hawaii and the Department of Health are pushing e-cigarette regulation and trying to ban online purchases by minors.
Going to be a lot to watch this session, and HPR's Wayne Yoshioka is going to be there every step of the way.
Good
Wayne,
fun.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Aloha. Later today, Wayne's going to have a full wrap of the day's activities at the legislature. You can hear that at 5:30 this afternoon on All Things Considered. As we mentioned, it's an active day already at the legislature, not just for lawmakers. HPR's Ryan Finnerty spent part of the morning talking with some folks who came to the legislature with their own thoughts and hopes and a bit of legislative agendas.
My name is Penny Levin, and I'm with Eku Paku Ka'aina. I've been coming to this Pu'i at the Capitol since it started back in the day, and I'd like to see them give another 1% to DLNR so that they can help us protect the taro lands that are under state conservation lands, and we can get more people back on the land. There's a lot of young guys who would love to be able to grow kala, but they can't afford or they don't have access to lands. But under the state lands, there are a lot of places that are taro lands. And it'd be beautiful to see people back restoring those places and bringing them back to life and making food for their communities and their families.
Winifred Vasquez, I live on the island of Lanai. I make an effort to come here. The opening session of the legislator as well as the senators. Then you go and you lobby, you talk story with them. And they can give you information, what you want to ask them for, questions like that. Fine. And that's how you make friends.
Do you have any issues that you'd like to see them focus on this year?
Yeah, talk about the rail. Hello. The environment, the homeless people, how they getting along, living on the road. I cannot see that kind of that. They got to do something. Affordable housing, that's what they need. But who's going to do it?
I'm Sparky Rodriguez with Malamu Makua. And we're an organization out on the Waianae Coast working on getting Makua back eventually. Hawaii State Legislature is almost like Washington, D.C. There's a lot of talk and not much getting done. And if it's done, it's something that benefits them personally or the guys that pay them. And I'm not talking about taxpayer money. I'm talking about the people that are supporting them in their campaigns and their special interests. It would be great if we could get the legislature back to supporting the people and not special interests. But that might be beyond hope.
Ryan also spoke with Deanna and Steve Wong, who brought their two young daughters to the Capitol.
Deanna Wong, Honolulu.
And why did you come out today?
To bring them to Kui, so they know how to pound point, so they know the culture, so they're aware that this is what happens, and they just grew up around it.
And do you have any goals for the legislature this year? Anything you'd like to see them focus on?
Maybe the rail. What else?
The rail mainly, housing. Oh, homeless.
Homeless.
Yeah, homeless, definitely homeless.
How about you guys, anything?
Play.
And that was young Becky Wong, who you heard there at the end, wanting to get that poi in there. Part of opening day at the state legislature includes tradition, some music, Henry Kupono and friends this year, Bernard Carvalho sang Hawaii Pono E, and the opening remarks, as always, came from leadership, including Senate President Ron Kochi.
Aloha. Thank you, Senator Kahele, for getting us off to such a smooth start. I am the one to speak on behalf of the majority today, and I don't know if my colleagues had the chance to speak. The first thing that they would say is thank you to each and every one of their family members, to their friends and their tremendous supporters who sacrificed so much and who worked so hard to allow us to sit in the seats we now occupy and have taken the oath of office for. So to each and every one of you, thank you so much.